بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had conquered Makkah Mukarramah, the occasion of Fatih Makkah, then one of the first things that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had done was to purify and rid the Baytullah of the idols and the objects of worship that the mushrikeen had erected therein. There were many statues, many idols that they had placed around the Baytullah and even within the Baytullah, within the Kaaba. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam immediately removed these idols, broke them, and purified the Baytullah. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while doing this immediately, then granted respite to the mushrikeen for a period of 1 year, that they will still be allowed to perform tawaf, to perform hajj, as was their practice. They would also show reverence and respect to the Baytullah. So he permitted them for the period of 1 year to still carry out their so-called hajj and tawaf. And Ali radiallahu anhu was made to announce that from the following year, then there will be no hajj that the mushrikeen are allowed to perform. And likewise, to perform tawaf in a state of undressed, in a state of immodesty, will not be permitted. And when it came to reverence and respect for Baytullah, we find the mushrikeen would regard this to be a source of honor for them. They were very proud of their acts of worship and their so-called maintenance and taking care of the haram of the Baytullah. In fact, it is mentioned that when Abbas radiallahu anhu, prior to becoming a Muslim, was captured, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions regarding his father, that when he was captured, then the Muslimin began to taunt him that how can you continue being involved in shirk, idol worship, etc. And they began to mention the negative aspects of what he was doing as far as his worship was concerned. Then Abbas radiallahu anhu replied to them and said that you people only wish to mention our evil or what you deem to be evil, but you forget the great amount of work that we are doing. And he then began to enumerate how they take care of and maintain the Baytullah, and they give water to the pilgrims that come from all around the Arabian Peninsula. And like this, he went on enumerating these things that they would do as far as maintenance was concerned regarding the Baytullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to set the record straight that when it comes to maintenance of the Baytullah or any of the masajid of Allah, the houses of Allah, then this is not just some external or physical actions that will be considered, but rather what will be looked at is iman, taqwa, the intention, the sincerity within the heart of the person who is doing this. So do not equate your so-called maintenance, your so-called khidmat that you are making for the Baytullah, for the masajid of Allah, do not equate this to what the Muslims have done. They have shown true respect to Allah by bringing iman, by believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by being obedient to Allah. So this is what is mentioned, مَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ أَن يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ, that it is not possible, it is not correct, it is not appropriate for the mushrikeen, for the idol worshippers, to carry out maintenance on the masajid, شَاهِدِينَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ بِالْكُفْرِ, while they testify and admit to their own disbelief. On one hand, you disbelieve in Allah, and on the other hand, you wish to contribute to the upkeep of His house. أُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ, regarding these mushrikeen, Allah says that while their actions externally, outwardly may seem to be good, but these are the people whose actions will go completely to waste. There will be absolutely no reward for them. وَفِي النَّارِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ, and in fact, they will dwell and live forever in the fire of Jahannam. Who must carry out upkeep and maintenance of the masajid? إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ, Allah now says, it is only possible for such people to maintain and to upkeep the houses of Allah, وَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, those who believe in Allah, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and the last day, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ, they establish salah, وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ, they discharge their zakat timelessly, وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and they do not fear anyone besides Allah. These are the people who should carry out the maintenance and upkeep. فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ, because Allah says it is expected that such people will be rightly guided. They will do what is correct for the maintenance and upkeep of the masajid. But those who do not have iman or those who are disobedient to Allah, then they should not play any role when it comes to the maintenance of the masajid, and particularly the Baytullah. And then Allah rebukes the mushrikeen, أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, that have you equated your giving water to the Hujjaj and your upkeep of al-Masjid al-Haram, have you equated this to كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, to the iman and the actions of those who believe in Allah in the last day, وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they strive in the path of Allah, how can you equate your actions to their actions? لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, these actions will never be equal in the sight of Allah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ, and Allah will never give guidance to a nation that is by nature oppressive, those who make zulam. And one of the translations or explanations of zulam, oppression, is when something is done which may be correct, but it is carried out in the incorrect manner or upon the incorrect place. A person is supposed to show kindness, for example, to his wife, but he now shows kindness to some strange woman. So although the action itself may seem correct, but this is zulam because it's carried out in the incorrect way or on the incorrect person. Likewise, maintenance, upkeep of the masajid, of Baytullah, this is a good action. But because it is being carried out by those devoid of iman, by those whose hearts do not have iman, therefore this becomes zulam, it becomes oppression, and this action will never be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are the true, those who will truly maintain or upkeep the masajid are who? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah says those who have iman and they have migrated, they made hijrah, and they strive in the path of Allah with their wealth and their lives. أَعْظَمُوا دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. These people will have the highest rank in the court of Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And these are the people who are truly successful. يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ. Regarding these people, Allah says that their Rabb gives them glad tidings of His mercy and His pleasure, وَجَنَّاتٍ, and of gardens of paradise, لَهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ, in which they will have everlasting bliss, everlasting happiness, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, and they will have a life of eternity therein, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, verily Allah has great rewards by Him. So this is explaining to us that one is an action that externally, outwardly seems to be a good action, a beneficial action, and it even seems to be something that is aiding deen, assisting deen, but when the person who carries it out is not correct, he does not have iman, or he is a sinful person, disobedient person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he cannot just place reliance on his external action, that I am doing this action and therefore I am worth something, I am valuable in the eyes of Allah. Rather, value and worth is with regard to what is in the heart. One is the action must be correct, but more than that, it has to be carried out with iman, with taqwa, with ikhlas, sincerity. Then only will it be truly accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.